support like this in Sodom?
Yes.
And what were those supports called? As I remember, I've seen them look, they sort of look like this, don't they? And you put a log.
I don't know that I ever heard them called.
Uh-huh.
They always saw them.
Sometimes people give me terms like rack. Does that sound familiar?
I never did.
Or sawbuck, sawjack. Those terms sound.
I've never heard those. Right.
Uh-huh. And they have a half a dozen names now for things to put babies in, but not so long ago we had just one term. And when you wanted to take a baby outside and give him a ride, you used to put him in what? A baby?
Maybe a carriage.
Made of wicker and had a little hood over.
Yeah.
And then you'd say,
There's another name.
Is there another name?
Perambulator.
Perambulator, that's right.
I never heard that called much. I knew that.
That's English, I think, more, isn't it, than American? Perambulator. I have a baby cart, baby coach, baby buggy.
Baby buggy.
Maybe you think it's baby buggy.
Uh-huh.
And you'd say, you might say that you're going, if you have the baby in the buggy or the carriage, you say, I'm going to, what?
I'm going to put him.
Push him? Uh-huh. And if a person cuts across a lot or a field, and instead of walking around it, he cuts right across diagonally.
He jaywalks.
Jaywalks? Uh-huh. And what would be some of the older terms for that? We call it jaywalking today. Do you ever use these terms, catty-cornered?
Yes.
And cattywampus?
He goes cattywampus. We wouldn't use cattywampus for him going across. We use it when something is wrong, laid wrong, it's cattywampus.
I see. That's very, very helpful. So catty-cornered, if you say, now this house over there is catty-cornered from us?
Yes.
I see. And did you ever use the term catty-biasin?
I've heard
that. All right. Well, that's... now comes the interesting part. That's kind of routine, that pronunciation. What do you call the time of day that's between 3 and 4 p.m.? You say you came to call this
between 3 and 4
p.m. Yes, after your dinner but before your supper.
Oh, we call that afternoon.
Uh-huh. Did you ever in the old days, did they ever call that
just evening?
Mm-hmm. They used to say evening for that time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I still get responses from people who say 3 or 4 o'clock, that's this evening. But that apparently has died out pretty much, you think. And what time of day when the sun first appears, you call that sunrise, and when it disappears, it's sunset. Uh-huh. And if there's been a storm and the rain stops, clouds disappear, you say, well, the weather is
clearing.
What do you call the kind of very hard rain that we had this afternoon? A great deal of rain all at once.
Well, we called it a downpour.
Downpour. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear some of these other terms, the gully washer?
Yes, a ditch drencher.
Ah, I see.